My in-studio guests, I have vocalist Mafalda Minosi and guitarist Paul Ritchie. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for being here again. It's always good to have you come to Denver every September. You always participate again in the Arch Top Guitar Festival, Arvada, and then you sing around town. This year, this past Saturday, you sang at the Full Cycle Cafe and Bar in Boulder. And then tomorrow evening, you'll be at the Muse Performance Space in Lafayette. Always staying busy.
Oh, Arturo, thank you. Thank you so much. We are very, very happy to be here in one of the most incredible radio stations in the world. And thank you, Arturo.
No problem.
It's
my pleasure.
We love your program and your soul.
And Paul, as a participant in the guitar festival, what were some of the impressions of maybe of an up-and-coming guitarist you saw that we need to keep our eyes and ears out for?
Well, thanks you for the invitation. It's a beautiful festival, Rocky Mountain Archtop Festival, uniting archtop, you know, the classical guitar of jazz. Players, builders, instructors, and there are a lot of people who are playing music that's coming out of the 30s and 40s, you know, that kind of retro, the beboppers, the Barney Kessel guys, the modern players. But I think the most incredible phenomenon is still, for me, Pasquale Grasso.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has the language of Art Tatum on a guitar. He does things on a guitar that have never been done before.
Interesting.
His fluidity, his coming out of the Barry Harris school, right? He's something. And he's Italian, like Mafalda.
Yes, so. Yes. South of Italy.
Bias aside.
I don't know. Just by chance.
Yeah. But I also heard very good things. I don't know, but this is a young lady guitarist that was really, really good and got like the amazement of all the fellow guitarists.
Right. Yeah, right. That might be Jocelyn Gould
from Canada. Right.
Yeah, there's quite a few. There's you know, I was between doing gigs and traveling, so I didn't catch everyone.
That's, I see. Right.
That's the good thing and the bad thing about the festival. There's so many. There's old school. There's Bruce Foreman from San Francisco who still knocks me out every time. And a lot of women are, including women guitar builders, are coming into the scene.
Women luthiers, I
that's
guess.
Right.
Luthierettes, we'll call them. Mafalda, I'm always impressed when you play live. Saturday night, though, I saw something new and very pleasing in your performance. You were very animated. You were dancing. You were moving and grooving. You even went out to the audience to sing a cappella to each one of the tables.
I use every part of my body, of my head, and my creativity, of course. Because I enjoy so much, to be with the audience, new people, and in the middle of good vibes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm sure that the folks tomorrow at Lafayette in that the Muse Performance Space will get the same, you know, activity from you, as well as your amazing voice and your different range. And you mix it up because you sing in Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese. You sing in Italian, of course. You sing in English, and you mix it all up.
And I love other languages, because I think that some author from French, for example, are so interesting, you know, and I want to show this kind of sound for here and in other part of the world, because it make a part of a big sound, you know.
Right, right.
A big sound.
Great
cosmopolitan.
Composers from it, yes.
Yeah. And again, about a year ago when you were here visiting us, we had the opportunity to premiere Natural Impressions, which was a very successful recording for you. You got to play songs from that in many different festivals in New York, in Europe, and Brazil.
Yeah. Even Bahrain.
And I was going to say, is that how you pronounce it? Bahrain, right?
Bahrain,
the playground for the wealthy of the
Saudi Arabia.
The Saudi Arabians. Wow. Yeah. That's great. They don't go to Dubai.
No.
Well, if they call, we'll go.
Yes.
But we loved it. They loved it, too. We played for the royal family.
Really?
The Sheikh. Sheikh?
Yeah, the Sheikh.
We shook up the Sheikh.
Wow. You shook up the Sheikh.
No, it was a great experience, really.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's how
and
interesting.
And now we're off to New York in a couple of days. We're going to be playing at the Django and a cinema arts center, and NYU Italian Cultural Institute. Steve Cardenas is going to play with us, a great guitar player.
Wow.
You know, we keep our, like on Natural Impression, we have Don Byron, you heard Joe Locke. We did something with Doug Beavers from Spanish Harlem Orchestra.
Right, a great trombonist and arranger.
We did Maschinada for
did Maschinada.
Well, I did the arrangement, but he played like an arranger.
He
plays one trombone, and you feel him covering all the voices, all the parts. Very talented, generous guy.
My guest this afternoon on Lunchtime at the Oasis are guitarist Paul Ritchie and vocalist Mafalda Menosi. Absolutely successful Saturday night at the Full Cycle Cafe and Bar, a new location, just short of 1 year since it opened in the big parking lot where Whole Foods is located on Pearl. And then next door is the Full Cycle. Then tomorrow night, you're playing at the Muse Performance Space. It's run by two musicians, Pete Lewis and Claire Church, and they run it as a nonprofit. They also have beautiful artwork on the walls. We played there last year,
It will be two sets.
Oh, and you're playing two sets tomorrow. Yes. 7:30 and 9?
Seven. It says seven.
Oh, it's at seven.
I looked on the site, it says 200 East South Boulder Road, Lafayette.
Right.
There's a website, there's a Facebook page, the Muse Performance Space. So you can get tickets there, and we're going to make some. My father's going to do what she does. You know, what you played is beautiful. Thank you for that choice, Carnival, in the studio. But like you said, live, you can't do what she did live in the studio.
No. There's no substitute for the magic of live music on stage, especially in jazz, because there's no artificial ingredients in jazz. Right. You don't have a pitch correction.
No.
You don't have pre-recorded voice tracks.
No.
You don't have all this other additions that pop and other genres of music use.
Yeah.
Jazz is all the way live.
Can stop during the performance.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
in the gig, the mic cable came out.
Right,
she sang acoustic. That's it, man. Improvise.
It's improvised. You have to ad lib in the world of jazz. And we look forward to, I know it'll be out sometime early in 2025, your next recording. Right. Without revealing any details, can you give us a hint or something that we can expect? Maybe a special guest that's going to be participating or something that teases us?
I'm the producer of Mafalda's records. I call this record the anti-production. Because we got together and played with two legendary figures in Rio, and it was sort of spontaneous. Everyone admired each other's work, and they said, yeah, we'll do it at the Beco das Garrafas. And Mafalda said, what are you guys doing next week? You want to record?
Wow.
So it was an anti-production. We got together with, can I say the name?
Yes, of course.
With Roberto Menescal, who's a legendary guitar player, composer.
You've recorded with him previously,
On Natural Impression, we have one song, which he wrote for Mafalda. That's why the invitation to play together came. So stay tuned.
Well, that's great. All right, so again, Mafalda Menosi, Paul Ritchie playing tomorrow night at the Muse Performance Space. You can go to KUVO.org, click on our calendar of events, and you'll see the listing for them with a link. They'll take you to the Muse Performance Space, a wonderful space. It's about a 25-minute drive from downtown Denver, and it's parking right there in the front. It's a great venue and a very nice-sounding room if you haven't been there yet. It's a good way to start your experience at the Muse with Mafalda and Paul. And we're going to go now to a recording you made a few years ago, Cinema City, the jazz scenes from the Italian film world. And, of course, he had to include one by Enrico Morricone, the spaghetti western king of soundtracks, right? But I decided to share with our audience a song that represents both of you, because you, both of you live the sweet life. La Dolce Vita.
With Graham Haines on cornet.
Graham Haines on cornet. Very fine player. So again, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
You,
thank
and
you,
very
con-
much continued success. And I'll see you in January in New York City.
That's right. And thank you for the support. And that... Go send that mic out to the public. When the time comes, support public radio. Cuvo Jazz.